Blast off. We are on page 280, bottom paragraph of the art scroll. Thank you. In the Feldam, we're page 96. Tzadi Vav. In the green Feldam, Klal Adavar, bottom paragraph. Says the holy Ramchal, bottom line. That's what Klal Adavar means. Bottom line, in summary. So he'll explain. He will explain. Kevan shekol inyanei ha'olam einam ela sakanos atzumos. Hear this? All affairs of the world, everything that a person is involved with in the world is dangerous. It's dangerous. Echlo yeshubach nishir tzalamad mehem. How could you not praise somebody who wants to stay away from them? Umisha yarbe laharchik mehem. Meaning, how could you not praise somebody who stays out of danger? Zehu inyan aprishas hatov. That is called good precious. Shelo yikach min ha'olam b'shum shimush u'mishtamish meno l'mashu mukhruch boy v'mnei atzorecha shelo b'tivo elov. If you could get the exact amount of gashmias that you need, that's not going to be dangerous for you, that is the goal. Now he's coming back. He's saying that's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, that I didn't get enjoyment, right, even from my little finger. He was the Nasi of the Jewish people. He for sure had a lot of money. He had a lot of gashmias, like Chazal say, the Gemara says, Shnei Gagayim Bevidnech, Zerebi Van Tuninus, right? This is the famous Gemara. It's the Roman emperor and Rebbe, Shalai Pasik Me'al Shulchanam, Loi Chazeres, lettuce, cucumber, radish, Loi Tzoyin, Loi Mesacham, Loi Mesacham, meaning they had a lot of good food. V'chizkiyo Melch Yudah, Kamo Kane, Ushar Marim Zechad, Kulam, Mekayim Marim, Sheishah, Adam, Refresh, Mekol Ma, Shutang, Olem, Laman, Lo Yipo, B'sakhanaso. The bottom line is, you could have all the gashmias. It's not about how much money you have. It's not how nice of a car you drive. It's not how much food is available to you. It's what's your relationship to that. Are you doing too much? Or you're able to make the boundary in that? And remember, as he said last time, is that that's not where the Yetzirah, that's not where we find the Yetzirah. We find the Yetzirah when you don't do this correctly. If someone's going to ask, say, so why didn't the Chacham tell us, have one slice of pizza, have three slices of pizza, have a 200-gram steak, have two glasses of wine? How come the Chazal didn't tell us this? How come the Chazal left it for each and every individual to say what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do? Hinei atshuva mevoeresu pshita. Ki lo gazru cham gzerelum kein rova tzibri chol ma. Because most people wouldn't be able to handle it. Vein rova tzibri chol leos chasidim. Aval da'i shilum tzadikim. You hear this? Says the Ramchal. Because not everybody can handle it. So Chazal are not going to tell you only have two glasses of wine. Chazal will tell you you can drink as much wine as you want. You have to use your brain. You have to use your heart. You have to use your logic to know what's too much and what's too little. But Chazal can't go ahead and tell you can only have this, you can't have that. Achasridim asher ba'am. Achafetim lezakos lekirvaso. Those select few. Because remember, we're in precious. This is a high level. The select few who want to go ahead and be above and to be close to Hashem, and they will inspire others. This is what Hashem chooses. You hear what he says? Hashem chooses the person who's able to say no and who's able to pull away from all the physical things, because once you're in that world of physicality, it's very, very dangerous. Not everybody's on the same level. Hear this? They themselves will pull with them other people. When you see other people who are on a level, when you see tzaddikim, when you see great people, and you see their dveikus b'Hashem, and you see how they're not sunken in to the stupidity of this world, you get a little bit inspired. You say, he's going to take me with him a little bit. I can't handle that, but I'll hold on to his curtails. I'll follow him. I'll get inspired from him. But it's very difficult to say that that's what everybody, right? When you hear stories about the tzaddikim fasting all week, you hear the tzaddikim davening for hours and hours, that might not be, that's not shaykh to all of us, but we can be inspired to be like that. That by the minim, right, the esrog is the tzaddik, right, is every part of the lulav and esrog and hadas and arava, they all represent different types of Jews. So they all, Klal Yisrael is not one level. Klal Yisrael is not one level. So everyone wants to try and figure out what level you're on, but this is for people to be on this level. He says, the Romans, I have written here, the Romans wanted to take him and kill him, or they would destroy the city. And Rabbi Shua Balevi was staying. He gave him to the Romans. Okay, I don't know, Ayin Sham, what the story is. I have two question marks. Ayin Sham, what happened over there? Achaprishas, I don't know why I have question marks on that, but that's what I have over here. Achaprishas Hara. We're 7 minutes in. Here we go. What is the bad precious? That's the good precious. Bad precious is kederach haschalim. It's foolish people. Asher lo dai shem lochem in oilem ha'ashen lehem echrach bo. El shekvar yimnu miyatsum gamas ha'muchruch. V'yashem gufam b'yisurim v'dvarim zorim asher lo chafetz b'em Hashem klal. They overdo it. What do? They don't enjoy this world at all. And they're foolish, he says. They're foolish. Ela adraba, Chacham said, "Asu ladim shisagatzum gininat staka armu kol misha tzarich lito vein anoytel harizeh shayvich damim." If you need to take staka, if you need to get help, don't be a fool and don't ask for help. V'chein amru lenefesh chayin neshama shesat to be achkiel isa. You have to give yourself. You have to be healthy. V'amru kol ayoshev betaynis nikra chayta. Anybody who fasts for no reason, this is the bad one. The good one is, you have the ability to know what your limits are. The bad one is because you don't know your limits, you go to the extreme. And the Ramchal says that that's not good. Right? Where you're not able to, how does he say that? Is that you're considered a chayta, where you're hurting yourself. That you have to eat breakfast, and he would wash his face. Okay, I think I'm going to go, can I go above 10 just to finish the parak? You guys give me permission to go above 10 minutes? Yeah? Okay, let's finish the parak. Hare lecha haklal amiti. This next six lines changed my life. Here it is. Hare lecha klal amiti. Kol ma she'eino mukhruch la'anya eladam. This is it. If you came for this, it's worth it for this alone. Kol, if you weren't listening or if it wasn't clear till now, listen to this. Tune in for this. Kol ma she'eino mukhruch la'adam binyan adam hazeh roi lo'y she'yifrosh mehem. If you don't need it, don't do it. If you don't need it, do not get involved with it. If you don't need it physically, don't do it. That's what the Ramchal says. You don't need it, you'd be silly to do it. See when it comes?
It comes.
This is when it comes. And anything that you need for whatever reason it is, kevan shu mukhakh lo. Okay, I'm going to have to pause it here. Here he goes. The Ramchal says, he says like this. There's the last five, six lines of the perek. Anything that a person does not need, don't get involved with it. But if you need it, it doesn't matter why, but you need it. Now he's not talking about something that's usser. He's not talking about something that's usser. And that's something that's mutter. So if you need it, it doesn't matter why you need it, but you need it. Kevin shul mukhlo, since you need it, imhu pirish mimenu, and you don't do it. What's he saying? Hare ze choita. Right? So no, the pshat I say on this? What do you mean hare ze choita? He did nothing wrong. What it says, if you need to relax, if you need to get 8 hours of sleep, 9 hours of sleep, and you don't, he's calling you a choita. If you need to play ball, and you don't go play ball, again, nothing usser. Is that you can't go ahead and say, oh, well, I have to go ahead and do something usser. That you can't say. But a person says, I got to play ball, and I need to play 2 hours of ball. It doesn't matter why. You need to go to a baseball game. You need to go to a football game. You need to watch the Super Bowl. Could be it's a mitzvah. I'm not talking about watching pritzas. I'm not talking about that. That's usser. There's nothing. You have no heter to say. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about watching something that is totally mutter. And he says, if you don't do it, you are a choita. Why? Because that will lead. That will lead to chatayim. That's my interpretation. Hineze klal neman. You got to use your brain. That's why I love the Ramchal. Because Ramchal is telling you, you have to use your brain. And what's mutter for you is usser for the next guy. And what's usser for you is mutter for somebody else. It's not possible. What do you want the Ramchal to tell you every variable? As I say many times, oh, you're at home and your wife needs you. Do you go daven mariv? What's the answer?
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know. Depends on the situation. That's the answer. You're supposed to stay home. You're supposed to leave. Well, you're going to open up the book on how to be a good husband. Say, one second, honey. I got to open up the book. What are you going to do? Scanner? That's what they'll have. You'll AI, you'll check ChatGPT. What do I do? So hopefully ChatGPT will give you a good answer. So I said, Kim EF Shalakavis call our problem, Rab Mayim is Lahabdul. I'll call him Eladavar Davar Biito. I have that underlining, I'm underlining it one more time for tonight. Davar Davar Biito. You know what that means? It depends when, depends on the situation, depends on who, depends on how. Right? Do I daven? Do I make sure I daven with a minion? Or I daven Biyichidus? Well, are you on the airplane? Or you're in a place where you can get a minion till 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you can get a minion. Then maybe you got to go daven with a minion. But it could be if you're on the plane. Could be you're not supposed to daven with a minion. I don't know. Am I supposed to be makbid on certain things? Am I supposed to help the old lady cross the street? Am I supposed to help the young lady across the street? Okay, you have to know b'seichel. Am I being a tzaddik? You have to go say thank you to the person who at the checkout counter. You're supposed to look at her and say thank you. You're supposed to be a big tzaddik. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to drive fast and drive slow. What are you supposed to do? Those are things that you need to use. The Ramchal is saying you got to use your seichel. Am I supposed to have 3 cups of wine? 1 cup of wine. I'm supposed to have 1 l'chaim, 2 l'chaims, 3 l'chaims. You on an empty stomach? Is it Purim? Is it Kiddush? Am I with a good chevra? Am I alone? These are all things to take into account. The Ramchal says it's impossible for me to tell you exactly what to do. You have to use your own seichel to see where you're at.